We're joined now by Democratic Senator Carl Levin of Michigan. He chairs the Senate Armed Services Committee, which makes him the Senate's leading Democratic voice on defense. Welcome to the program, Senator.
Good to be with you.
Now, you were just in Afghanistan, and when you came back, you said no more troops until Afghan troops can step up. But that will take a lot of time for them to be able to take over. And General McChrystal says there just isn't a lot of time, that in the next year, if there aren't more U.S. troops, it'll be impossible to defeat the insurgency or even to train Afghan forces to take them on.
Well, I'm looking right at his report, and I'm reading the following quote. Additional resources are required, but focusing on force or resource requirements misses the point entirely. And I think that there's been a lot of missing of his point, and I happen to agree with his report. He also says that without a new strategy, the mission should not be resourced. That's how far he goes in terms of how important it is to have a new strategy which focuses on working with the people, working with the Afghan army. I happen to agree that additional resources are required. My recommendation is that in filling those resource requirements, we should emphasize the increasing the size, increasing the capability of the Afghan army. I was down in Helmand Province where we had 5 Marines for every Afghan soldier. That is clearly inexcusable, totally inappropriate. We've got to provide them with intelligence, surveillance, other kind of support. We've got to give a lot more trainers in there. So there's a lot of resources that we've got to provide. But before we get in, put in more and more combat forces, which increase our footprint very, very visibly, we ought to do these other things to strengthen the Afghan army much more quickly. And we also ought to have a major equipment presentation to the Afghans. We ought to shift a lot of equipment that is currently in Iraq coming home to the Afghans.
But
so yes, additional resources.
Senator, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
We just have a few moments, but I just want you to explain a little bit or address a little bit this issue of time, because that seems to be a crucial point.
I agree with that.
The general makes over and over again, that there isn't a lot of time, that perhaps a year to 2 years tops before the vacuum is filled by the insurgents.
I agree with the time urgency, and it's absolutely urgent. We get the trainers in there to increase the size of the Afghan army. It's absolutely essential. We have a plan to transfer equipment from Iraq to Afghanistan instead of bringing it home. It's absolutely urgent that we have a plan, which we do not have, to reintegrate those local Taliban fighters. Sure, this is absolutely urgent, but we should not focus on just that one aspect, which people assume that McChrystal is going to be asking for, which is large numbers of additional combat forces. He's very clear on this, and I don't know how, frankly, this has been missed. It's explicit what I've read. Do not focus on force or resource requirements. That misses the point entirely. Strategy change is what he focuses on by his own words, and it's clearly needed.
Now, his strategy change involves strengthening a counterinsurgency operation, a sort of a hearts and minds campaign, if you will. And President Obama seems to be rethinking that strategy a little bit, and that perhaps he won't go along with General McChrystal's recommendation.
Well, reading his new strategy, as I'm looking at right now, he's got four pillars to it. One is improving the effectiveness through greater partnering with the Afghan forces, increasing the size and accelerating the growth of those forces. I totally agree with that. Next, accountable governance. I totally agree with that. We've got a government there that is right in the middle of an election where there was much too much fraud. Third is gaining the initiative. I agree with that, to reverse the insurgency's momentum. That's where it seems to me a much increased size of the Afghan army is important. And then he says, focus your available resources on the critical areas where the vulnerable populations are. I happen to agree with that.
All right. Democratic Senator Carl Levin of Michigan, chairing the Senate Armed Services Committee. Thank you very much.
Sure.